Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, worshipers. Thank you for hanging out with me. 34 after, my pleasure as always. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Rich Galen back in the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He is the publisher of the thrice weekly cyber column Mullings.com. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right, as he says, and he's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, buddy. Nice to be with you.
Good to have you back. You see him on television all the time, on Fox, on CNN, on the Rural America channel. Weren't you over on the River Monster show once, Rich? I've forgotten. But
if you put a camera or a microphone in front of me, I will perform.
You and Senator what's his name from New York?
Schumer.
Schumer from New York. Yeah, don't get in the way, folks. You'll be run over.
Most dangerous. That's right, the most dangerous place is between me and a microphone.
Abandon all hope, ye who go here. Hey, Rich, this is the Oreo cookies 100th anniversary, 100th birthday.
You know, when I was, you'll remember this, when I was in Iraq, I sort of did an offhanded thing about double stuffed Oreos. I was talking about Christmas packages and how how you dealt with them. And I said, we can't keep double stuffed Oreos in stock. Everybody loves them. And a radio station out in California got hold of it, and they started getting people to send them. And then Kraft Foods found out about it. We started getting, it was like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. We couldn't get it stopped. We had those spam things everywhere.
So here's the question. Do you tear yours apart, or do you keep them together?
Oh, no, I tear them apart and dump them individually.
Man. Everybody's I never tear mine apart, but I'm a dunker. I want a glass of milk. Do you dunk
yours? I do too. But I dunk them, individually. They get softer if they don't have
You make them last longer that way, I guess.
That's right. It takes me longer to get through the entire sleeve, which I will do.
Right, exactly. and on a more serious note, Rich, last night, Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, gave a speech after his visit with President Obama on their position on a nuclear Iran. Now you're as close to a Middle East expert as we've got around here, and a pretty darn good one at that. What are your thoughts on? I'm sure you heard his speech, and what are your thoughts on where you think we are in terms of, you know, T minus whatever number of days, weeks, or month until something happens?
That's of course the $74 billion question. If and when something happens, I think the Israelis have their finger on the pulse of exactly where the Iranians are with regard to their development of nuclear technology. And when they think that, they have been patient, as Netanyahu said last night, they've been patient with the diplomacy, they've been patient with the sanctions. And
the world's been dangerously patient.
Opinion. You know, if you look at, I'll tell you why that is. It's like, remember, there's a great line in the Arthur Conan Doyle Sherlock Holmes book story, The Silver Blaze, and the story, the line is that somebody asked Holmes, did anything dramatic happen? And he says, yes, the dog did nothing in the nighttime. And the guy says, well, why is it significant that he did nothing? He said, because it was a dog in the nighttime, and he said nothing, meaning the dog knew the guy that was the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And the dog in this case is Europe. If you have noticed, the Europeans have been blazingly silent about this whole thing. And the reason is we import almost zero oil from Iran. Mm-hmm. You know, some of it, once a ship gets out to sea, you don't know where, you know, it's fungible, so you can get it. But in terms of official import, we import almost nothing. That all goes to China and Europe, and Europe does not want to be put into Europe, which is not terribly fond of Israel to start with,
right,
is certainly not going to be put in a position of losing those oil supplies. to defend in Israel mm-hmm. that they think is recalcitrant.
And China and Russia are not helpful either in this area.
Well, China and Russia are, well, China needs the oil as well.
Yeah, and Russia wants to sell them nuclear stuff.
And nuclear parts and sell them their oil and especially refined goods. Iran has almost no capacity to refine their own oil, so...
So it's basically the U.S. and Israel. Will Israel? We know Iran won't stop. Somebody bomb Iran this year?
Within 12 months. I don't know about this year, but certainly sometime between now and then.
So it's almost a fait accompli that some kind of heavy hand will have to be laid on Iran.
I hate to say it, but that's just going to be.
I think that's the case. I mean, I really do, folks. I really believe that's the case because we know Iran is not capable of complying with anything that we can trust. We know that. 22, right back. More to come after these messages with Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.